Morning, folks.
Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on very pleasant Wednesday morning. Bruce Dickey joined here by Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett for making his monthly visit out here. Appreciate you coming out, Mike. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've been talking about things that have been going on for you in the last month or with you in the last month. I'm glad to see that you're healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yes. Well, at least one of those three.
Feeling better. That's good. That's good. You know, and right now it's a good thing that you're feeling better, especially since you have to go and you have to do all the bookwork. Really picks up this time of year for you, doesn't it?
It is. It's time for budgets and different things like that. So we trying to get that stuff turned in to the finance committees and the folks that need it.
What all is involved in doing your budget? I mean, do you look at what new purchases you think you want to make over the course of the upcoming year, and just kind of whenever I was doing budgets, a lot of it was dart throwing.
And it is,
and maybe that's why the business is no longer in business. I don't know, but a lot of it was dart throwing, and it's tricky to know exactly, to get a good handle.
Well, for us, salaries and things like that are pretty much.
Yeah, and you have a pretty good idea how much money you're going to get in.
Right, we know what we've got there. The dart throwing for us is things like feed and care of prisoners. That's because you don't know what kind of population you're going to have throughout the year.
Yeah.
It may be a low year. It may be a high year, different things like that. But then we've got this year, we've got vehicles. We didn't buy any in this fiscal year.
So
we're going to have to buy two or three next year. And then we've also got radio issues we're going to have to deal with. We have some more repairs at the jail that we're going to have to do.
Radio issues. Now, you've been kind of when it well you have new radio issues crop up every time you buy a new vehicle, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also, your system that you're working on is not the newest thing in the world, right?
No, we're looking at 10 years old probably is what our system is. And
what's the typical obsolescence in the kind of systems that you guys use?
It seems like it's 6 months and you're out of date with what you have. But we just need to go through our radio systems and revamp it a little bit, do some work in the cars on our tower sites throughout the county and things like that. So those are just things that we're going to have to take care of this year.
If you'd like to talk to the sheriff, you can give us a call at 842-3715. He does have the headset on if you have any questions for him. But whenever you do, that seems the trickiest part. How many folks you got in the what's the population right now?
I think there's 20 this morning.
So you just never know. It makes it kind of difficult to know. You have a variable figure on the number of people in the jail that you set, that you kind of just kind of gauge and average what you think you might end up having for 2016?
Well, and we look back historically at our budgets over the last two or three years and see where we're at, whether it's feed and care prisoners, whether it's vehicle maintenance, whether it's gas, and that's another fluid thing. We have no control over what the gas prices are going to be.
Yeah.
So we've been lucky the last couple of years. They've been good. So we've done okay in those line items. But it's just kind of a shot in the dark, you know, on what you're going to have population-wise, what issues you're going to have with vehicles.
How many vehicles are in the fleet right now?
13, I think.
And so what's your gas bill? I'm just wondering what's your plug number for gas? I would think it would have to be pretty monumental every month.
I don't know what we spend. I'd have to look and see what we spend a month.
Or a year for that matter.
A year. I think this year we put around $60,000 in the gas and oil line item just because you don't know.
Well, you see, that's the thing. If gas sticks around $2.20, mm-hmm. you feel okay, and you're at $60,000.
Right.
If gas goes up to $3.50,
right,
you're throwing another $30,000 at it because mm-hmm. because you're not, you hopefully aren't going to shut down your patrols to an extent.
No, when it was in the four ranges, we did try to limit things as much as we could,
right,
just because it was so expensive.
Yeah.
But you still have to go out and do the job. So. You know, we've been lucky so far, and I've had great people to work with at the on the finance committee, on the board.
Who's on the committee this year?
I believe it's Gordon Inslee, and then Amy Pollard, Royce Carter is on there as well. And they've been fantastic. And then, of course, the board chairman's very involved. Steve Earhart's very involved in that. And Steve's been great to work with as well. I think they've figured out that after this much time, I have tried my best to stay, and we've been in the black every year. So,
well, you're also at this point, it's also the time of year when you're, now that you're working with books more, you've kind of cleaned out all the festivals, haven't you?
Yeah, everything should be done, I think. I don't know of anything else that's left on the table as far as those go. So we've gotten through the festival season, and
scheduling around those festivals must be a little tricky sometimes. Do you have to ever throw more guys at a particular festival?
Well, we do, just
probably try to.
Well, with parades and different things, you have things that are just kind of out of the ordinary. It's you just have gotten used to it over the years, and you know what's coming, and you know what you need to do with it.
With the Wayne City Bean Days Parade, you do send help over to help the Wayne City Police, or you just back out of town and let him handle it?
No, Anson does a great job with that, and I think Jeff Jake and the guys from Emergency Management go over and help him with that. And so,
who's the policeman over there?
Anson Fenton.
Okay.
And he does a good job with taking care of that stuff. And then, like I said, Jeff and the guys from EMA take care of helping him out with the crowd and the detour routes and different things during the parade. So they've got that locked down.
You said you're at 20 in the shop right now, right? Mm-hmm. In the population. How did you come? I was driving back from El Dorado last Friday night. Ugly game. Ugly football game. Very unpleasant football game. We get to Millshaws,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden we run into a pretty nice little organization going on right now. Pretty nice little party going
on.
Sure.
Right? Sure. Yep.
Had the lights and everything.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of and lots of cars at this party. How do you tell me about the Millshaws bus? Did you guys know anything about that, or was that just somebody just got pulled over?
That was just one of the deputies out on patrol saw a vehicle that looked to him like it was suspicious and had some equipment issues on the vehicle.
Yeah.
So it was I don't want to call any traffic stop a routine traffic stop,
right.
But it was just a good traffic stop.
Yeah.
And then through his investigation on the traffic stop, it led to a total. I think he had five felony arrests total that night by himself.
That's a lot of.
And when I say by himself, there were other guys that were there and helping out. But he, through that one traffic stop, he instigated.
That's a lot of paperwork.
It is. I think he had two or three reports on the desk for me on Monday morning, and he did a great job.
Which deputy was it instigated?
Justin Curry.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How's Justin doing? He has not been a deputy all that long now. He's been working for you for a longer time.
Yep. He was a correction officer for quite some time.
Yeah.
And then we brought him on as a deputy. I don't know if it's been 3 years ago now. Probably
around that.
And
time does fly.
It does. And he just does a great job. And Friday night was just another instance of him just sticking his nose in there and doing a good job and getting some.
What were the felony arrests? I'm trying to remember. It seemed like there was a
methamphetamine
mm-hmm. and paraphernalia and that kind of stuff.
Lots of methamphetamine, paraphernalia arrests. And then one of them was a warrant arrest, a felony warrant on multiple driving revoked out of White County, I believe it was.
Was that the driver or somebody in the car?
it was somebody else as he was going to the jail with a prisoner.
Oh,
saw,
really?
Saw this person and asked for assistance from Fairfield Police Department.
Wait a second. Yeah. I didn't catch this. I didn't gather this part of the original line. So Deputy Curry had already busted the guy at the south end of the county, right?
Yes.
Got him piled in the back of the truck.
Right.
Piled in the back of the truck. He's heading back to town.
Mm-hmm.
Observes another fellow that he knows has multiple warrants. Thing. You guys look at the you guys look at the warrant sheets daily, I presume, right?
Right. Yep. So
that's part of That's part of that's the part of local policing that people don't realize.
No, I mean, and she had been, again, this was, she'd been revoked enough times, it was a felony charge this time, and he knew that, saw her, initiated another traffic stop.
While he had the guy in the back?
Yeah, and had the city come, and so they effected the arrest since he could not do that. But
good for Justin.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, I have
really good.
I haven't talked to him for a while, and it's a good thing, apparently.
Yeah, you have to watch him.
Oh, well, you see, now that's the thing that you don't – if you get into a bigger city, you're probably not going to be able to – now, you deal with sheriffs. You know sheriffs of larger counties, larger areas. Are they able to keep that close of an eye on maybe who has a warrant? I know everybody has their own local policing procedures and hopes. But are they able to keep that close? I wonder at what level of population do you lose that?
Well, I think for a lot of those guys, their patrol is very localized, pointed. Yeah. You know, you may have a district or a whatever that you patrol.
Yeah.
You know, they may cut their county or city into districts, right, or different things. And
I'm thinking of Champaign County. There's no way the sheriff of Champaign County is going to be able to.
No. No, or Peoria County,
yeah.
Cook County.
Yeah, oh yeah.
These folks here. So there's, you may have your local people that you know in your, you know, if they're
in your neighborhoods,
right? If they're tasked with patrolling an area like Sisney, you know, or something like that, they would know all the folks in their area,
right?
You know, but we've got enough that ours are countywide. I mean, they keep a good eye on those folks, and they know who's. They know who has warrants and who doesn't.
I'll be doggone. That's impressive. Talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett here. We're talking Wayne County policing, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about some other stuff going on throughout the county when we return after these words. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM 1390 and WFIW 104.9 FM.
I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, "Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool." I said, "If that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low down poor as me." Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the whining lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, "If booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell." I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate y'all tuning in today. I'm joined by Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. We've been talking about all kinds of different stuff regarding the Sheriff's Department. And one of the things that we talked about, all this budget stuff, I'm going to talk a little bit more about money, but on the good side. You just told me that you came into, or at least the department, I mean, came into a grant. Yes. Tell me all about the new grant and where did you find out about it and who applied and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I had someone come to me a few months ago, Robin Block from the Sisney area.
Okay.
And she works with students against drunk driving, and she does a lot of work with those kind of organizations. And Robin came to me with an idea. It's a pilot program, the federal government and the National SAD organization. It's called a You Are the Key program.
Really?
Well, there are three. There were three of these pilots, with each of them a $20,000 grant. And
three grants
nationwide.
Just in the state? Oh, it's over the country.
Yes, it's all over the country. And so we applied for this through, and the National Sheriff's Association is also a partner in this. And so we applied for it, and lo and behold, we got one of the three pilot programs.
How in the world did you get? I wonder how many people applied.
I don't know. We were just super thrilled to get that. And we have also partnered now with Sisney High School, Wayne City, and Fairfield.
Uh-huh.
And the administrations have gotten on board with that. And so each month, we're going to be able to do an activity of some kind at each school involving teenage driving. Now, it's not just drunk driving. There'll be a month.
A lesson on that.
Right. But a lot of it nowadays, and I think it's such a hot button topic with the distracted driving.
Yeah.
Whether it be texting, talking.
Well, you know, we think we can sit here as 45-year-old and 49-year-old adults and say, you know, that's just a silly thing that teenagers shouldn't do, and we know better. But people our age do not always know better, do we?
No. No, you see it all the time. You know, I've done it. We've all done it. Yeah, and you see it even with the new laws about the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You see people have that phone up to their ear driving down the road.
That's so, when you see a bit, you'll see that's, and that is the, aren't there now studies out that that is worse or as bad as drunk driving when it comes to causing wrecks?
Oh, the distracted driving is terrible. And the studies just show how long and how far you travel in that 2 or 3 seconds that you look down. If you're running down the highway at allegedly 55 miles an hour,
right?
That if you look down for 2 or 3 seconds,
that's on a football field.
Exactly. And a lot happens in a football field.
Sure.
On the highways, especially this time of year with the farmers being out and tractors and combines and
deer
and all. Yes. The deer, my goodness. So that's something that we're going to do over the next 8 months with the schools, and go to each school and have some different things for them and some different activities.
Now, with the construction going on at Wayne City School, are you able to get out there? I know that Sue Myers dropped a lot of dirt out there. Are you able to get out there and cut some chogies on the dirt?
Well, we may try that with a cell phone in your hand to see
if
it works.
Yeah, there you go. See, the cell phone, somebody doing a little texting, looking down.
Yeah.
That'd take the fun away of cutting donuts.
It would. But we're going to, like I said, we're going to try and do some things with the schools this year, and the money will go for resources and different things that we can do for the kids.
Different handouts and the materials.
Right.
How many is it? Is it only for the? Will it only be for the sophomores that are taking driver's ed, or is it for the whole school?
No, it'll be for the whole school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It will be school wide, and we're even taking some kids to Springfield with us here at the end of this month to a. It's called Dome Shift.
Uh-huh.
It's a legislative march on the Capitol, basically, by the kids to help affect some change as far as the different laws and different things involving teenagers.
Really? Like lobbying. You're going up there and lobbying.
Exactly.
Tell me some of the activities. You mentioned you might have an activity where the kids are like, is this a seatbelt activity that you're talking about?
It is. We have done it at Fairfield High School before. We take one of our squad cars to the high school, and you get four kids in there to the car with the seatbelts buckled and the doors closed.
You've set it so that they can open the doors from the back.
Right.
Okay.
And so then we hit the timer. They unbuckle, do a drill where they all change seats.
Uh-huh.
Reseat belt and shut the doors and then stop the timer. And whoever does it the fastest, wins a prize at the end, whatever team does it fastest. So whatever poor squad car we take that day gets an just an amazing amount of abuse with kids in and out of it. And, but they have a blast doing it, and they always have stuff outside.
And that teaches kids the need for seatbelts.
Sure. And the fact that it's not that big a deal to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it quickly. It's not something that's that big of a task.
See, now that one, you probably don't need the $20,000.
No, unless we're buying windows for
the
squad car.
Well, that's wonderful. That sounds like a nice deal. And she came up with that and brought it to her. She might have had connections to help you get the.
She may have. But she has. I give Robin all the credit. She does all the legwork. She mm-hmm. does the emailing to the administrators. I sign things and put my name on it and a face to it.
Sure.
So she's the real go-getter behind all of this. We're just lucky to be able to be a part of it.
I had a question. I had somebody ask me about it, and I really hadn't thought about it too much. I think you and I have talked over the past several months, a time or two maybe, about you're seeing more and more departments in the country that are using body cameras and that kind of
yes.
thing. And that's something that a lot of times – when we're in the grant process, a lot of folks get grants to do that.
Yes.
What is the Wayne County Sheriff's Department looking at that at some point, or is that a thought process, or do you have? I would think that the software involved would be pretty pricey too.
It would. It's coming that we're going to have to do it. Come January of 2016, if you have them, then the state has guidelines to where you will have to abide by.
Is that right?
As far as how long you keep videos, what you do with the videos.
And now, are these just body cam or vehicle cams?
These are the body cams.
Okay.
And so I know in November I'll be going to the Northeast Wayne Crime Watch group up in Mount Airy, and they have already said that they would like to help us out with a pilot program as far as the body cams and donate some money to help us buy a body cam or two.
What's the nut? I mean, what are you looking at there whenever you think about equipping? I guess would they be changeable from one officer to another officer?
No, but each guy would have to have their own camera. Then you're looking at storage, which would
right.
be storage will be the biggest thing for us. You'd have to have a dedicated computer.
Dedicated a server.
Well, either that or a dedicated computer with a large external hard drive that we could use to download the videos onto it. So by the time you buy 11 body cams, you buy computers, you're looking at between $5,000 and $10,000 probably worth of things. And that's just starting.
I can't imagine.
That's a low ball
figure.
That
sounds cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds quite low.
And you're going to have to buy extra batteries. And because one of the things in the statute, and I'm sure I'm going to misquote it, but they have to be on the whole time. There are only a few exemptions of when you can actually turn it off when you're on duty.
Really?
So you have to keep this thing rolling. It's not one of those, well, I'll turn it on just when I have a traffic stop
right.
or just when I'm doing this. They have to be rolling the whole time.
I guess most of them will never get looked at either, will they?
No. You'll have some things that you have to earmark. And again, the statute is pretty clear on what you have to do as far as separating the videos that will need to be looked at and putting them in their own files.
Bookmark this part,
right.
Bookmark this part, bookmark this part.
Right. So we're looking at it. It's one of those things that I don't want to jump right in the middle of because there are so many people selling them now. There are so many companies that are out there. It's kind of like buying one of the new iPhones or one of the new Droid phones. You want to let the bugs get worked out a little bit before
I would imagine that there are levels of technical expertise required for some of these systems that are way above your pay grade, anybody's pay grade around here. And is there at some point that police departments are going to require, just looking at the future, going to require some kind of data information manager type of thing?
It's going to have to. With FOIA the way it is now and with the different things that we have to deal with, whether it be the body cams, the dash cams, evidence inventories,
right.
all of these things, fraud and investigating fraud. It would be nice to have someone in-house that was their job,
right.
that they knew how to deal with the server, that they knew how to deal with all of these things. We outsource it right now, obviously, yeah. because we don't have anybody in-house to do it. Larger departments, of course, have IT departments
yeah.
in them, but we do not. And at some point, you're going to have to do something because someone is going to have a full-time job just dealing with the amount of video that this is going to...
It's going to generate it's gobs.
Hours. And, well, if you're looking at four guys on a particular night... on a Friday night, there are four guys on. You're looking at 40 hours worth of video that's going to have to be gone through and date stamped and moved into different folders and things like that. The amount of time that will take. And then you'll have to go in and have reminders of, okay, at 90 days, I can delete this video, this yeah. video, and this video according to statute. So it will be an immense undertaking. To do this,
you don't hear about the requirements part of it that much. I mean, no. whenever folks come up with the and say, well, the technology is available, everybody, we need the body cameras. It's something you don't. It's not something one would actually think about. Is you know that to actually monitor that kind of information, that's a big deal.
It is, and again, with the way the statute is written. You have so many hoops to jump through regarding these things. Yes, they're a great deal. They're a great tool. They would save a lot of issues for both sure. law enforcement and the public.
Sure.
And I'm sure that some guys will not like wearing them, but if you're doing what you're supposed to and you're doing your job the right way, it will do nothing but help you.
Yeah, in the long run, you know that's the goal that both sides want.
Absolutely, everybody wants, it is. Yes,
everybody wants they want the clarification. I'm talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. We're talking about all kinds of stuff regarding the office of the sheriff, and we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Talk a little bit more about stuff going on when we return on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield.
Just a bunch of guys getting in the car, no matter who's driving off or how far. Feels so good, feels so loud. No taxi driver still is out of drive. Me and the boys. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. Don't raise questions about how it's done. We're just messing around, having fun. The car gets shifted well up and down. Loud, but we love that sound. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. It ain't like us to hang around this town or square. Just prove us that I've got to find something. I don't want to think about what they do now.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM and FM WFIW in Fairfield, Illinois. AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield. Mike and I have been talking about all kinds of different things. You know, we were talking about the one thing that you've been dealing with over the past, well, you know, you've been on this show for 2 years now or something like that. What you have been dealing with over the past 2 years is cropping up again with a bit more regularity this month, isn't it? One thing that I haven't mentioned to you. folks are going to be coming to the courthouse.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Folks are coming to the courthouse to come in, pay their taxes. Mm-hmm. Are you making any differences? Or are you going to ask Donna to bring some gal downstairs maybe and take checks downstairs? Or
They did that last year, I think.
Did they really?
I think. It was last year or the year before. Well, I think it was last year. You know, we are trying our best to be as accommodating as we can.
Yeah.
For folks that we know come in one time a year,
yeah.
Especially if the weather's not good or things like that, we try to be as accommodating as we can.
Who's working down there still now? Brad still there?
Brad is there in the mornings, and then Harry Sutton is in there in the afternoons. Okay. So, again, we're trying. I know this time of year is busy for them, and so we are going to try to be as flexible as possible without...
The important thing is that folks coming in to pay their taxes who may go into the courthouse one time a year.
Right.
Just be patient.
Yeah. It's again, these are folks that are not coming in often. The folks that come in on a regular basis, they're great. They've understood what they need to do and they do it.
Yeah.
And we don't have any issues. But it is the folks that don't come in very often. They come in one or two times a year and they forget about the rules and so
what's the snippiest that you've had to deal with that either Brad or Harry or JB before them has had to deal with? I mean, nobody's been arrested.
No. But there have been some
snippy people.
Loud complainers regarding it. And it's fine. I get it. It's change. So I understand that. And again, we have I think in the last, however long it's
been. You've adapted a little bit.
We have. We have tried to be flexible with it within reason.
Sure.
And I think the guys do a good job of accommodating the public and making it as palatable as possible.
Yeah.
And so we try to work with Donna's office and make sure that she's not getting complaints and that the guys are helping out as best they can during tax season.
It's not really like somebody is going through an airport security.
No. But the rules are there for a reason.
Right.
And we want to keep those, the integrity of those there. But we also understand that this is a different time of year. It's a busy time of year for them, and people are going up with
packets of stuff,
a envelope,
yeah,
with a check in it to give to the treasurer.
Right,
and if that's all they're there for, and they're running up there and they're back out in that minute that it takes to do that, you know, we try to be as flexible. Well,
the other
as we
thing
can.
Is that you've got the box outside too.
Yes, that is something that they can always do is if they don't want to get out of their vehicle or if they don't want to come into the courthouse, all they've got to do is go drop their envelope in the box outside on the west end of the courthouse.
I'm sitting here trying to think if there are any other busy times of year where you have people in and out like that. Is there any other time of year that it's new people all the time?
Nothing like this, no. This month... Or this 4 or 5 week time from when the tax bills go out to when they start becoming due is the busiest time, and there are a lot of people in and out. And so, I think Brad and Harry will do a fine job in taking care of the folks and being flexible and helping them out as best we can.
As the schedule of the courthouse use is, I haven't had Judge Molt on the show recently. Did he change any of the schedule around, or is it still court day on Thursday?
There's
for the most part.
We have a lot of stuff. Monday, Wednesday is a lot of civil stuff, and there's some criminal stuff there. Tuesday is a very, very busy day. Thursday is a very busy day. I mean, and the only day we don't have court most of the time is Friday.
Okay.
But then there will be, occasionally there'll be court on Friday as well.
Yeah. You said you got the grant for the driving thing, mm-hmm. for the teenage. Didn't you, you've had other grants that you were applying for. I thought you said there were two or three more you had either applied for or thought you might have.
We had one in hand to help with the fire extinguishing system or the fire alarm system there at the jail, but that fell through due to some funding issues.
The state?
Well, the county, actually.
Oh, really?
There was too much money in a couple of places, and so they...
Hey!
We got bounced from that grant.
Oh, my gosh, you got to spend that stuff.
Yeah. So that one, we were in the final stages of that and would have had that grant. So... there are things that we're looking at for this year. We're hoping that with the radio systems, we can look at life safety grants and get some money there, and maybe get a couple grants here in this fiscal year too. But with the way the state is right now, there is nothing going on with the status of Illinois and the budget.
Well, I wondered how that has affected you at all, the stalemate, yeah. If that affects you at all. I know that it affected Chief Cocklaser a little bit in that, yeah. they lost their parking lot grant or
right,
whatever
right.
due to that.
And that will be the case with us going forward. There will just not be any state grants available. There may still be some federal grants available for next year, but there will be no state grants unless they get this stuff settled out.
You got nothing in your budget, though. I mean, that's not affecting you at all.
Not yet. It will eventually, but it not yet.
Hmm. Well, that's a... Well, that's just something that they've got to get done.
Yes, they have to do something at some point.
Just boggles the mind anyway. I haven't talked to you yet about, I had one other thing in mind I was going to talk. Tell me about the homecoming.
It was nice. A good week.
Did you work at all that week?
Yes, just not as the sheriff. Like. There was a lot of dad stuff that went on that week. Of course, it's a busy week for the kids. Yeah. My goodness, when you've got kids in high school.
Yeah, you have a daughter still in high school and a boy in college.
No, I've got my son's a senior.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter's a sophomore. Oh, okay. So they.
And she was an attendant? Is that
last year?
Oh, okay.
And he was an escort this year.
I see. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
And so it was just a busy week and going to the activities and they were gone and up late and out early every day, yeah. for different things. And I tell you, the student council, Becky August and the student council group there at the high school, do a great job during homecoming. It was a blast.
I had Holden August out here and Colin McDuffie.
Yeah.
They were both just real entertaining and thoroughly, thoroughly fun to talk to.
Oh, two great kids. They are frequenters of the Everett Ranch there.
I bet they are.
And so I've got to enjoy those boys all through high school. Yeah. And it's just a great group of kids. And to get to go to Battle of the Classes and the Powder Puff football and the different things that the kids did, it was just enjoyable to watch them. And then we always do some refreshment service, and a lot of other parents, great volunteers to clean up and to serve refreshments at the.
Oh, did you
dance.
Go to home? Did you do the dance? You
yes.
did the chaperone.
We just stay out in the lobby and serve cookies and punch.
Does anybody watch the kids? You were there. Does anybody watch the kids?
Are teachers. There are high school folks there.
So if folks start smooching a little close or something, they get.
Yeah, I just had
get a broom out.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that. They knew where my daughter was at all times. They could come and report to me if need be.
Well, what time did that break up?
11 o'clock, and okay. Then so the parents are there, and we clean up afterwards, and make sure that everything's taken down. And
well, that's handy.
It had a great group afterwards, so it was a good week.
That's wonderful.
The kids were exhausted afterwards, but it was a good week.
Tell me a little bit. We haven't talked food yet. I know every time you're here. You enjoy talking about it's basically the Mike Everett Food Show.
Yes.
What is, do you have anything new? I know we just finished Bean Days and finished Fall Fun Fest, and we finished Sisney Reunion and Jeff Frontier Days and Elm River Chowder. All the Wayne County stuff is gone now. What's your favorite meal?
Of all of the
You
festivals?
Can't really say, I guess.
No,
you
can't.
Do you have one? That you can tell me later?
I'm just a big corn dog fan.
Yeah.
I really am. Yeah. I don't know why, but that's always my favorite thing about the fall season. It was when even fair and then into the fall season. I just love the corn dog stands.
Last time you were here, we were talking about down south, or two times ago, about folks down south. Have you had a good meal since you got back from vacation?
No. I haven't been anywhere much.
That's the same problem with me. The only place I went, well, I go to football and basketball and baseball games.
Sure.
So you don't get time if you're working. Mm-hmm. You don't get as much time as you'd like. But I was in St. Louis on Saturday and hung out at Baseball Village. Didn't really get a chance to eat there.
Well, that's not good when you go to St. Louis. No, that's not good. There's a lot there.
What would you have recommended for me in St. Louis?
Oh, wow. I've not been there, but everybody that I've talked to, I've not got a chance to go to Pappy's.
Really?
I've never been to Pappy's.
Pappy's is really good.
That would be the one place. It's kind of a bucket list thing for me is to get to Pappy's there and eat.
Pappy's is really good. And you have to not worry about standing in line.
Right.
Because it moves and it takes like 20 minutes and you get to the front and your food is right there ready to go pretty shortly. I mean, it's... They have enough on hand and going, and with a running line like that, they've always got moving food. It's always.
I would like to try that. I told you earlier we're planning on trying a new joint west of Springfield next week. We'll be up there next week. We're going to try it out.
You go on training all the time. It's something you really have to continue, don't you?
Well, we have to have so many hours a year, and you try and keep up on trends, whether it be right now for us, mental health in the jails.
That's becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
It is, because with the state closing down different facilities, they are forcing those folks down to the county level, and so the sheriffs are dealing with those things. And so those are things we try and keep up on, different things such as body cams, the legislation that's coming down the road. So those are things that I try to go to make sure that we're at
How
least.
How often do you think you're gone training? I suspect probably, I bet you're out of Wayne County probably 10, 15 days a year on training.
Probably. I would say that. I would say probably 15 with different things, and whether it's actual training or going to the different committee meetings that I'm on, whether it be the legislative committee for the Sheriff's Association.
You like to stay busy, don't you?
I do like to stay busy.
Well, thank you very much for spending an hour with us out here today, then.
Always enjoy it.
That's Mike Everett. He's the Wayne County Sheriff. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll be back tomorrow.